Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I'm giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. Today, we're talking about how to make the best panini sandwich on the planet Earth.
I like sandwiches.
You like panini sandwiches?
I don't know how to make them.
Well, you know why you don't know how to make them? Because you don't have a panini grill.
You need a George Foreman grill? I need a panini grill?
You need a retro panini grill. You need a that's the key. You need one of these things, and you can get them at you can go online, check them out. But I think there's a company named DeLonghi that has a panini grill. And it's one of these things, it kind of looks like a, you know, like...
Like a George Foreman grill.
I've never seen one of those before.
But it's like a grill. Hot at the bottom and the top. And you smush it.
Right, exactly. Two things, and you got to smush it. And you got to create heat. You do that, you got yourself a panini grill.
Right, so it toasts and cooks the middle.
Exactly. So what you have is you take two slices of Italian bread, and here's the beautiful thing that you do. You stuff them with all the goodies that you can think of. You got, for the Italian panini that I'm going to give you, how about some mozzarella? How about some tomatoes? How about some basil? Some roasted red peppers? Put that in there, you know, if you want. Some
all your favorite vegetables.
Some people like to throw in some meat in there, too.
Yeah.
Like ham or salami and stuff like that. I don't know. When I hear the things, that they don't go well for me. I don't like deli sandwiches heated.
Really?
I don't like that stuff
hot. You
don't
like Quiznos?
No. Except if it's pastrami. But you put that on. That's a great one to make. The other one you can do as well is you can also add some spinach. And you can put some black olives, some oregano, some garlic powder on there, and so a little bit of olive oil in there as well. And you can see by all those ingredients, it's a wonderful mixture. And it's almost like creating the ensalada caprese and putting it all, and even throwing some balsamic vinegar in there too.
Yeah, you got to add some flavoring.
Well,
not mayonnaise.
Yeah, forget it. We hate mayonnaise. But all the natural stuff, balsamic vinegar, a little bit of olive oil, some basil, natural stuff brings out a lot of flavor. And I guarantee you, if you make this one time,
you're done.
You'll be doing it. It's a regular on your menu.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.